Questa and Wale with Spirit, and before that was Wizkid with Come Closer featuring Drake. Up next, though, we get a little bit closer to what's happening on the ground with our news in detail, brought to you by Techno Mobile.
Bringing you top-notch radio every day. Feel the energy. Live the vibe. Power FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, highlights ongoing concerns raised by oversight institutions in the construction of public infrastructure. ActionAid Zambia expresses worry over the continued underfunding of their environmental protection and climate resilience. Within international news, six countries encouraged peaceful dialogue in Madagascar crisis. And in sports news, Livingston gearing up for a thrilling water sport.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. ActionAid Zambia's raised concern over the continued underfunding of the environmental protection and climate resilience in the 2026 national budget, warning that just at 0.7% of the total allocations, resources remain far too low to address pollution, community grievances, and urgent climate adaptation needs. Country Director Fides Temba Temba said the lack of sufficient investment in environmental sustainability risks, leaving communities more vulnerable to climate shocks and undermining Zambia's long-term developmental goals. Ms. Temba Temba noted that although allocations to health, education and social protection have risen, inflation of over 12% has eroded much of the benefit, leaving critical services underfunded. She stressed that Zambia remains one of the most unequal countries globally and risks missing its Vision 2030 targets without stronger investments in people-centered services and progressive taxation. She has since urged government to increase environmental protection, funding to at least 2% of the budget, ring-fencing social spending to safeguard health and education, and ensure transparent and equitable use of the CDF, among other recommendations. Within a separate development, energy expert Leonard Sepe has urged the government through the Ministry of Energy to channel the newly introduced electricity fund towards grid modernization and diversification of renewable energy sources, especially solar. Mr. Sepe's comments come in the wake of the establishment of the electricity fund in the 2026 national budget, which he says remains vital in strengthening the energy sector. He's optimistic that if properly implemented, the fund could significantly enhance the capacity of independent power producers, IPPs, to contribute meaningfully to the national grid. He further expressed optimism that the initiative will achieve its intended goals, calling on stakeholders to support its implementation to ensure lasting impact.
On hydropower amid climate variability and limited private sector investment. But to make a meaningful impact, the fund must be strategically deployed toward grid modernization, diversification into renewables like solar and wind, and incentivizing independent power producers.
And then within a separate development, Anti-Corruption Commission ACC Director General Daphne Chabu has highlighted some ongoing concerns raised by oversight institutions, including the Auditor General's Office. Speaking during the Anti-Corruption Commission Private Sector Symposium held in Lusaka yesterday, Mr. Chabu cited poor quality work, unnecessarily complicated projects, inflated costs and abandoned sites as some of the concerning matters being raised by the oversight institutions. Ms. Chabu said the symposium aims to protect businesses from corruption risks while safeguarding public interest. And Government through Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Professor Albert Malama, PS, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry, announced significant reduction in the cost of road construction, stating that 1 kilometer of road has reduced from $1.5 million to approximately $600,000. The PS stated that contractors are now provided with a pricing guideline and any deviation from the stated cost must be fully justified, adding that the move is part of the new Dawn administration's broader efforts to eliminate inflated costs, project delays, and misuse of public resources in the construction sector. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has cautioned businesses, especially foreign traders, to strictly comply with local product labeling regulations. Speaking to Power FM, ZICSA Public Relations Officer Onesius Mamba said all products sold in Zambia must adhere to the country's laws regardless of the intended target market. He revealed that recent enforcement action in Central Province led to the seizure of household goods, including biscuits and sugar, which were labeled in a language not recognized in Zambia. He said this is a violation of the law and an act of discrimination. Mr. Mamba stressed that businesses failing to comply will face penalties, adding that the regulating agency remains committed to ensuring products sold in the country meet the required standards and are accessible to all citizens.
We recently had such, in Central Province, where we found household goods. They included biscuits, some sugar, some that were labeled in a language that is not for Zambia, and they said no, because this shop is just meant for this class of people. But that was no defense. We immediately moved in and seized and brought them out. So if the idea is to reach that particular community when labeling, let them label in English and also put the language that those people know or they understand. So we are aware there are a number, there could be one or two shops that are still doing that, but our officers are always on the ground, and they might think they're running away with it, but we'll soon catch up with them.
Meanwhile, ZICSA has appealed to members of the public who have encountered problems with the Mazda CX-5 vehicle model to come forward and share their experiences. Mr. Mamba explained that although the agency has taken note of complaints circulating on social media, more information is required to establish the scope of the problem. He said the agency has provided multiple reporting channels, including its website, Facebook page, and a designated phone line. ZICSA says the information will help identify patterns or consistent issues and assist in working towards a lasting solution.
So that has come to our attention, and of course we do not want to just immediately wake up and okay. So while we've gotten note of that, what we're then encouraging people is maybe let them report to us a case by case, because we have seen a lot of CX-5s on the road. People are still driving them, so we need to get to understand where the issue really is. So we are encouraging people, those that have faced this problem, or they are, it's a case by case, and so we are highly encouraging those that have had these challenges to walk to us and tell us the challenges that they have been facing, so that maybe we could have a clear picture and clear understanding.
In international news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Thursday that Israel needed to immediately release South African activists detained by Israeli armed forces after the interception of the global Sumud flotilla overnight. Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip continues on land and at sea, according to latest reports. The global Sumud flotilla, aiming to deliver humanitarian aid to the Palestinian population, was intercepted by the Israeli Navy overnight on Wednesday. Almost all 40 boats carrying activists from around the world and aid were reportedly stopped and escorted to Port Ashdod, where they were detained. The port, Israel reportedly carried out immigration proceedings without the activists' lawyers present. Adala Legal Center, which has been working with the flotilla, said on Thursday afternoon that it had eventually been granted access to the port to carry out consultations with the volunteers. Among the detained activists were at least three South African nationals, including Nelson Mandela's grandson, Nkosi Mandela Mandla Mandela, and the detention of three other South African citizens is still being verified, according to the South African presidency. Still within international news, anti-government protesters in Madagascar declared a strategic withdrawal on Thursday, pausing a week of youth-led demonstrations as international diplomats intensified calls for constructive dialogue to resolve the political crisis sparked by the allegations of misgovernance and crippling utility outages. The embassies of Germany, France, Britain, Japan, South Korea, Switzerland and the European Union delegation issued a joint statement urging all parties to engage in constructive dialogue. The international appeal comes after President Andry Rajoelina dissolved his government on Monday in a bid to quell the unrest, which has left at least 22 people dead, according to the UN, a toll disputed by the government. We monitored African News.
It was another tense day of protests on the streets of Madagascar on Wednesday. Security forces locked down the city centre of Antananarivo to prevent protesters from reaching the area known as Democracy Square. Demonstrators and journalists denounced an attack on their freedom of speech. What happened?